Joe Rogan worried by old, stumbling Biden, Trump is going to eat him alive. By Hannah Blow on March 27, 2020. Podcast host Joe Rogan blasted the Democrat Party's very old presumptive nominee, Joe Biden, D, during an episode of his show this week. Criticizing his recent interview flubs as not a normal way to communicate unless he's high as FCK. And predicting that President Trump is going to eat him alive in the general election. You have to be able to call out shit that's wrong on your side. And this is one of the problems that the Democratic Party is having right now with this Joe Biden guy, Rogan said. You guys gotta be able to call it out. You can't let this slide because everybody else sees it, and Trump is going to eat him alive. He's going to eat that guy alive, he repeated, adding that Biden can barely remember what he is talking about while he's talking. Rogan appealed to a couple of Biden's recent appearances to demonstrate the former vice president's apparent confusion. There's a few of them. Play any of them. They're all crazy. Every video of him recently talking, he's stumbling through shit. He forgets what he is talking about, he said. Rogan featured one clip of Biden's awkward exchange with MSNBC's Nicole Wallace, which began after the presidential hopeful asked, "Why doesn't he, Trump, just act like a president?" Wallace, who had begun her next question, said, Donald Trump was asked on. Biden apologized again, sorry. Wallace said, go ahead. Biden said, no. No. Probably best I don't. Wallace laughed as she said, all right. That's not even the worst example, Rogan said of the clip. Moving on to Biden's Tuesday appearance on ABC's The View. We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse, no matter what. No matter what, Biden said in the clip. He doesn't know what he is talking about when he's talking, Rogan exclaimed. I'm looking at this like a medical condition. That's not a normal way to communicate unless he's high as fuck, I don't think that's what it is, he continued. He's very old. He doesn't look good, either, and they got makeup on him. His skin is all pulled tight like a lizard. Rogan made waves in January after seemingly endorsing Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, telling listeners, I think I'll probably vote for Bernie. He's been insanely consistent his entire life. Sanders tweeted Rogan's endorsement, but his campaign faced backlash over what they said were racist and transphobic remarks made by the podcast host over the years. The Sanders campaign, however, did not back down to critics. Sanders National Press Secretary Brianna Joy Gray said in a statement, "The goal of our campaign is to build a multiracial, multi-generational movement that is large enough to defeat Donald Trump and the powerful special interests whose greed and corruption is the root cause of the outrageous inequality in America. Sharing a big tent requires including those who do not share every one of our beliefs, while always making clear that we will never compromise our values. The truth is that standing together in solidarity, we share the values of love and respect that will move us in the direction of a more humane, more equal world," she added.